En cas de propagation d'une fausse nouvelle, il sera possible de saisir le juge à travers...
That is French President Emmanuel Macron at his New Year's speech for journalists on January the 3rd. He says that in case that fake news is being spread, it will be possible, when necessary, to ask a judge to suppress the content, making it impossible for a search tool such as Google to find the site, basically blocking it. When it comes to media, it would be the CSA, the French media regulator, that can step in. Macron's remarks are in line with his earlier complaints about what he called deceitful propaganda and organs of influence. Anti-hacker companies such as the Japanese antivirus firm Trend Micro, but also Wired magazine, quoting NSA director Michael Rogers, say that Russia was involved in hacking the computers of Emmanuel Macron's En Marche party at the time of the elections last year. Critics say that Russian-backed Twitter accounts, but also media outlets such as the Russian TV station RT and Sputnik, the online news platform, used the information to influence the elections. Now, before we go to reaction from these Russian news outlets, first of all, are Macron's remarks that revolutionary? Well, not really. I talked to Isabelle Véran-Masson, research director and media specialist with the CNRS, the National Center for Scientific Research here in Paris, and she told me that attempts to counter what is called fake news are going back a long way.
It's an old problem. It's usually during the wartime or during crisis. So Macron is again and again trying to solve this problem because there is a new circumstance, which is internet, and difficulty to stop fake news. Because before, when you had a printed press, you had a lot of fake news, but the fake news stopped with the end of the paper. But with internet, everything is lasting.
But regulating this fake news is not an easy task, since it's not at all clear what exactly fake news is and when it becomes offensive. Patrick Evenot is a media specialist with Sciences Po here in Paris. He thinks it's not a task of politicians to regulate this.
C'est très difficile de légiférer sur la liberté d'expression et sur.
It is very difficult to legislate freedom of expression and fake news, since we have the right to say nonsense. So it seems that the law is limited to election periods and only aimed at people who pay to broadcast false news. In reality, it may not be very effective, since most of it comes from social networks, so it's more for civil society and media professionals to find a solution.
So analysts here are worried about if freedom of expression may be affected, but what about these Russian sites? How do they react to Macron's comments? In fact, RT, the Russian television station that opened a French language channel here in October, rejects the remarks completely, saying that 67% of the French think that freedom of expression is in danger. And I phoned to Moscow to Dmitry Babich, who works for the Sputnik news platform. He too was angry, denying that his news organization is spreading fake news.
Any prohibition of media is very bad, but if it is not based on any facts, then it is even worse, because there were almost no cases when RT or Sputnik would get their facts wrong. So basically, Macron cannot cite evidence that RT or Sputnik intentionally lie. The fact that RT and Sputnik give platform to people with alternative views, that is another story. Most of the people speaking on RT, I can tell you, they are Americans, British nationals, French, Dutch people who voice their opinion that are different from the opinion of the mainstream media in the West.
But the anti-fake news legislation is not a done deal yet, and it will still take a lot of discussion and negotiating before a possibly very watered-down version will take effect.